You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye once again, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Lance A. Raphael, the founder of the Consumer Advocacy Center PC, a private law firm with offices in Chicago, Illinois. The Consumer Advocacy Center handles many forms of private actions designed to advocate for consumers by eliminating unfair business practices. Mr. Raphael works on both individual and class actions in Illinois and also across the country. Today, on this episode of Enterprise Radio, we're working in conjunction with our legal corner, Mr. Raphael will be discussing the top five credit myths there are. Mr. Raphael, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio once again.
Thank you. I appreciate being on here.
You are more than welcome. Certainly rich content that you've offered and have given out here in the last couple of interviews that we've had. So first of all, kicking off this episode, what are the top five myths consumers have about their credit?
Well, I think the biggest myth that people have about their credit is that it's accurate. A federal study was done concluded in February of 2013, and it indicated that more than 72% or 73% of all credit reports on people in the United States had errors in them. And while that may be something people go, oh, well, so what? Maybe they get my payment wrong on one thing. It doesn't matter. The study went further and said that one out of every four of the credit reports with the agencies has errors that are so significant that it would have affected their credit. And that's just an amazing number of errors. One out of every four people basically has problems on their credit report that would affect their ability to get credit. That's, the first one. The second one would have to be that if you pay off a negative bill, like or a credit card or other type of bill that's been marked as in collections or delinquent or something like that, that somehow that will remove it from your credit report, and it won't. If you want to be able to do something like that, you have to actually make that a condition of your payment, and you better do it in writing with the creditor. So if someone is going after you for a credit card debt or a doctor's bill or something like that, and you try to settle it or resolve it, you say, look, I'm going to make you this payment in exchange for you settling the account in full and also notifying the credit reporting agencies to delete the trade line off of my credit reports. You can do that with a very simple settlement agreement. It's, you know, a paragraph or two long. You can go to a lawyer and they'll go through it with you. If someone called me, I would email them a form language that they could use themselves with the advice of a lawyer in their own local area. But that's the only way you would be able to get it removed from your credit report. Otherwise, it's going to stay on there for 7 years after the negative entry was put onto the report. Another myth is the concept of bankruptcy. If you file bankruptcy, it's going to ruin your credit, and that's a giant myth because if you have enough debt that you're filing bankruptcy in the first place, your credit is probably already pretty bad, and those negative entries on your credit report are going to stay there for 7 years anyhow. Once you file a bankruptcy and those debts are discharged in a bankruptcy, well, that frees up you as a fairly non-risky bet for someone to loan money to, because you don't owe anyone else any money. All of those debts have been discharged in bankruptcy, and therefore they could lend you money, and they're not competing against other people who have already lent you money. Plus, you can't file bankruptcy again. I think it's within 7 years of having had a discharge, and so the risk again to a creditor is small, that you won't pay the debt back compared to the risk that they had before you filed the bankruptcy. Another big myth are these credit repair agencies. I see so many of them out there, and they're really a lot of them are scams. Some of them might be legit, but the vast majority that I've seen say things like, you know, we'll remove the negative trade lines off of your credit report, and that's just false. The only thing that you're allowed to do under the Fair Credit Reporting Act is to dispute inaccurate credit entries. So if you're one of the four, you know, one of the one out of four people who have negative entries on your credit report, you can dispute those to have them removed, especially if you have the information that would allow you to do it. And you could do that yourself for free, or you could even email me at my email address, lance@caclawyers.com, and I'll email you my form instructions that I give all my clients. It's free. I don't want anything for it, but it'll give you three steps that you take yourself, and you remove the negative trade entry lines that are ones that are inaccurate. If the ones that you want to remove are accurate, no one's going to be able to remove them for you except the creditor if they agree to it. A lot of these credit repair agencies used to gamble on the fact that they could overwhelm the credit reporting agencies by sending in disputes on every single item on your credit report, and if the credit reporting agency didn't verify it within 30 days, they had to remove it. But I think the credit repair agency, the credit reporting agencies, got locked in onto that, and they definitely try to thwart that kind of improper disputing practice. Let me see, another big myth would be, canceling your credit cards, helping your credit score. I think people think that if you cancel all your credit cards, that somehow that's going to increase your credit score, when in fact it may not. Having credit cards without any balances on them may help you, because it creates a demonstration that you're able to pay. But if you just cancel them yourself, what that would do would reduce your debt utilization ratio. It would reduce the amount of credit that you've been extended, but it increases the amount of debt you have to the remaining credit that has been extended. And so the scores from these credit reporting agencies will sometimes reflect that in a negative fashion, not in a positive fashion. Let me see what else there is in terms of a myth. I guess I hit on the first one with the idea that these credit reports are accurate, and in that sense, they're not. So that would be a myth, and so you should try to check your own credit at least once a year. You can do that for free I think it's annualcreditreport.com. Not to be mistaken with the non-free one that the credit reporting agencies themselves have. This is a governmental site, and it allows you to get a copy of your credit report every year for free. You should definitely do that, even if you think your credit is perfect, because as everyone knows about all these data breaches and thefts of identity and other types of issues that are out there, the only way to show what your credit was like before that bad thing happened is to have a copy of your report at the time you didn't have any problems. So you should keep these credit reports, you know, store them on your computer or your hard drive, or put them in a file somewhere and keep them for up to 10 years. You know, so every year you go and take 10 minutes, go online, pull your three credit reports from the three credit reporting agencies using the free website, and then save them. And if anything bad happens in the future, you'll at least see what your credit report and score were before that happened, going back up to 10 years.
So why would a consumer want to check their credit report even if they pay all their bills on time?
Well, for the reason I said, you want to keep a copy of your credit report every single year so that if something bad happens as a result of a theft of identity or a data breach of one of these creditors or department stores, that you have the evidence in your hand showing what your credit should have looked like before that bad thing happened. And if you then go to a lawyer, typically a lawyer like me or any other consumer rights lawyer, they can assist you in getting your credit back to where it was, and they typically don't charge if it's a violation of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. It's a fee-shifting type of a case. We prosecute the bad guy, and they pay, not you.
And how about checking our own credit? Will that hurt our score in any way?
No. Checking your own credit, as long as you do it through that free credit reporting site, the annualcreditreport.com, will not affect your credit. Even if you went online to one of the credit reporting agencies and paid, for some reason you want to pay to get your credit report, that won't affect it either. The only checking of your credit that will hurt your score potentially is if you go around to various lenders or car dealers or banks and say to them, you know, pull my credit to give me a loan. You get enough of those hard inquiries on your credit report, it can affect it.
Very interesting. Today we're joined once again by Lance A. Raphael, the founder of the Consumer Advocacy Center PC, a private law firm that handles many forms of private actions designed to advocate for consumers by eliminating unfair business practices, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Legal Corner here on EPN today. Now, can an employer see our credit scores?
Absolutely. Insurance companies actually pull your credit report when they want to give you insurance, banks, department stores, and also employers. They can pull your credit report to see your credit score. A typical example would be is if someone is coming to work here at my office, I want to know that they don't owe a million people money because they have a significant fiduciary responsibility to our clients, and I don't want them to be assisted with someone who might themselves have problems.
And lastly, do you have to pay for your credit report?
It's the annualcreditreport.com. You don't have to pay to get one free credit report from each of the three agencies during a 12-month period.
And once again, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also be in contact with you online.
All right. Well, my website is caclawyers.com, and my email address is Lance, L-A-N-C-E, at caclawyers.com, And if you email me, I can certainly send you a bit of information on how to, in a very streamlined fashion, correct negative entries on your credit report that are in error. And it's free. I don't take anything for it. I just give you the information and you do it yourself. There's no downside to it.
Tremendous information, Mr. Raphael. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Lance A. Raphael, the founder of the Consumer Advocacy Center PC, a private law firm that handles many forms of private actions designed to advocate for consumers by eliminating unfair business practices. And once again, the website of reference is simply caclawyers.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.